Unit 5, page 52, exercise 5.
Hello and welcome to Living Planet. Our guest tonight is scientist Ron Stewart, writer of the book Death of the Pacific. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Hello.
Now, you've just returned from a trip to Hawaii.
Yes, I have. I went there to study seabirds. There are hundreds of different types of seabirds in Hawaii.
But you saw something that shocked you when you were there, didn't you?
That's right. I saw hundreds of dead birds. Plastic rubbish on the beaches is killing the birds.
How can plastic kill birds?
You see, animals often think the plastic is a fish. Birds often eat the plastic or give it to their young. The dead birds' stomachs were full of plastic pens, bags, bottle tops and objects of all sorts. The birds couldn't eat anything else, so they died of hunger. The sea is full of small pieces of plastic, and it's also poisoning fish.
So, what can we do about it?
We mustn't use so much plastic. For instance, we needn't use plastic bags at all. And we must recycle plastic instead of throwing it away. We really have to stop all this plastic from going into the sea. That's the most important thing.
Yes, but can we clean the oceans?
Well, it's very hard to do that, but the sea brings the rubbish to the beaches in the end, so we have to clean the beaches. An organisation called Clean Up the World is doing that in a lot of countries now.
Really? Can you tell us more about it?
Yes, Clean Up the World was started in Australia in 1993. Today, there are volunteers in 120 countries, from Greece to Brazil and South Africa to Singapore. They clean up beaches, rivers, lakes and parks. There was a Clean Up the World weekend in September, and 35 million people took part.
That's amazing. And what about the Junk Project? That was interesting, wasn't it?
Yes. Two American scientists made a boat called Junk. They made the boat from 15,000 plastic bottles and parts from an old plane. Then they sailed it from California to Hawaii.
Why did they make a boat out of plastic rubbish?
They did it to tell people all over the world about the dangers of plastic rubbish.
And was it a success?
Yes, it was. It was on TV and in newspapers all over the world. And that's the most important thing. We have to stop people from using so much plastic. And we have to do it fast.
Well, thanks for talking to us, Ron. And that's all from Living Planet for this week. But let's give you a phone number to call.